Chapter 14, Emotional Control, The Amish Family. When an Amish family comes over to visit, bringing their 12 children, they are as quiet and orderly as a Japanese delegation visiting the Capitol building for the first time. They teach their children to maintain control of their emotions, always respectful of our property and presence. When in the presence of adults, the children don't talk or play loudly. If hurt, they don't cry excessively. The children learn to give over when another child tramples on their rights. Consistent training and discipline is the key to this kind of order. Screaming Teen. On one of those Sunday afternoons, when the church was having dinner on the grounds, this is not eating off the ground, it is eating together outdoors. A 12-year-old girl who had been swinging on a swing set commenced to scream the cry of the imminently perishing. If one of my kids had screamed like that, I would have expected her to be caught in a people-eating machine, slowly being dragged to destruction. We all threw our paper plates of food on the ground and ran to the rescue. She appeared to have fallen out of the swing, but with no perceptible damage. We later discovered what had precipitated the fall. She had received one bee sting. When the father tried to examine her for what he thought was a broken arm, she rolled and thrashed, kicked and squalled. She sounded much like someone tied to a hill of fire ants. For the next 10 minutes, her father continued trying to get her attention, demanding to know what was wrong. She wouldn't let him examine her, but continued screaming. After 10 seconds of that, I said to my wife, "She isn't hurt. She's mad." As I returned to find my paper plate, I could occasionally hear the father's bellow over hers. "What's wrong, honey? Tell me where it hurts." I knew she wasn't hurt badly, for no one who was truly hurt could muster that much energy for so long. Furthermore, the screaming had the sound of a protest, an assault cry. After the men had shared a couple more fishing tales, we saw them carry her past us into the house, where her arm was eventually pronounced just fine. I was glad when they finally got her indoors. With all the background noise, the men were starting to tell violent stories of war and conflict. Take care not to make emotional liars out of your children by affirming or pampering their weaknesses. Poor thing, where does it hurt? For your children's own good, teach them to maintain control of their emotions. If you do not want to produce sissies who use adversity as a chance to get attention, then don't program them that way. When your toddler falls over on the floor, don't run and pick him up, speaking in an alarmed, sympathetic voice. I remember when I was only about 8 years old, my cousin performed a stunt for the entertainment of all the adults present. His younger brother was sitting on the floor playing happily when my cousin said, "Watch this." Speaking to the infant in a pitiful, compassionate voice, he said, "Oh, is the baby hurt? Poor thing. What did you do? Does it hurt? Show it to Mama." Sure enough, my cousin's happy little brother puckered up, started crying, and made his way to his mother for emotional support. To the roar of the adults, she picked him up, told him it would be all right, brushed off the imaginary dirt, and set him back on the floor to continue happily playing. I was embarrassed for the little fellow, and his silly actions too much resembled the attitude of his older siblings. An alarm went off in my head. So that is how they got to be the way they are. I programmed that away for future use. Over the years, I have observed that same phenomenon many times. Only once or twice was it done deliberately for entertainment. The other times it happened were when a mother was rushing to her child's real or imagined distresses. The only one enjoying it was the super sympathetic mother. Tough teens. When I was just a young father, I had already determined that I would rear no sissies. If an infant fell and bumped his head, we pretended to ignore it. In the event one of our toddlers took a spill, we would let him lie, whimper a second, and then climb back for another try.